愿大家平安。
May peace be with you all.
我们继续来查考跟随主的脚踪行。
We'll continue our studies to follow the Lord's steps.
我们先来看路加福音。
Let's turn to the book of Luke.
路加福音的第五章。
Luke chapter 5.
第五章的第十节
Luke chapter 5 verse 10，
他的伙伴西比带的儿子雅各约翰也是这样耶稣对西门说不要惧怕，从今以后你要得人了。十一节
verse 11，
他们把两只船靠拢了岸，就撇下所有跟从了耶稣。
Verse 10 and 11 here reads, And so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were parents, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, Do not be afraid, from now on you will catch men. So when their brother boasted to land, they forsook all and followed him.
这里记载彼得撇下所有跟从耶稣。
He says that Peter, he forsook everything to follow Jesus.
这是人生一个很重大的决定。
And this was a very dramatic decision.
因为这个决定不但影响他的生活方式，也影响他人生的意义跟价值。
This is a great change in his lifestyle and also the meaning of his life.
那他跟从耶稣要做什么？
And what is he to do when he followed Jesus?
因为主耶稣呼召他在第十节说，从今以后你要得人。
And when Jesus called him, saying that from now on you will catch men.
那彼得本来是渔夫。
Peter was a fisherman.
这是他的职业。
This was his profession.
好像我们每一个人都有不同的职业。
Just like every one of us, we have our own jobs.
那为什么要有职业？
Why do we need a job?
最重要原因就是职业是我们生活的一个来源。
It is the source of our income.
所以彼得需要捕鱼。
So Peter, he needed to catch fish.
那现在主耶稣呼召他，就改变了他生活的另外一种方式。
And so when Jesus called him, he changed his way of life.
就是要得人。
That from now on he will catch men.
所谓英文说 catch men 以前是 catch fish， 以前是抓鱼，现在要抓人了。
From catching fish to catching men.
那我们就比较这两个有什么差别
？So if we compare, what is the difference?
当然神有祝福彼得。
Of course, God blessed Peter.
所以他抓了两船的鱼。
So that they caught two boats full of fish.
但是当主耶稣呼召他的时候
，But when Jesus call him.
十一节说他把两船都靠拢了岸，就憋下所有。这个憋下所有，包括憋下这两船的鱼，就跟着耶稣去了。
He says that even though they caught two boat full of fish, they forsook everything to follow him.
那跟耶稣做什么？跟耶稣去得人。
They follow him. They follow Jesus so that they may catch man.
那我们就现在就来比较这两个生活有什么不同。
So if we compare, what is the distinction between these two different ways of life?
如果彼得继续去抓鱼
，If Peter continue to catch fish,
机会好，抓多一点，卖多少多一点钱，那生活就过好一点。
If he's lucky, he can catch lots of fish, he can improve his way of life.
那抓少，卖少一点钱，生活就比较普通一点。
If he's not so lucky, he couldn't catch much, and so he would not be able to live a very good lifestyle.
所以每一天就是在抓多鱼、多少鱼，这样一天一天就过去。
So his everyday life will consist of how much fish he catch, and that dictates his way of life.
那这样一直过到退休，那就离世了。
And so he would continue to catch fish until when he retired, and he would retire and die.
其实这就是我们的生活方式。
And so this is the way of life of most of us.
每天早上起来就想上班。
We wake up in the morning, we go to work.
那一般人从开始工作到退休大概换过好几个工作。
And perhaps in our career, in our working careers, we would change many jobs.
有的换了好的工作收入就多。
If we find a good job with a good income.
现在被layoff了，就换了另外工作，就少收入少一点。
If you lose a job, you'll find another job, perhaps with a lower income.
所以一生就是好工作、坏工作，这样收入高低，这样轮来轮去就退休了。
And so throughout our working careers, we find different jobs, good or bad, our income level may fluctuate.
那退休就是人生结束的开始。And
one day we will retire, and that is the beginning of the last stages of our life.
这个就是人生啊。And
this is the essence of life.
我们如果仔细在想，这样一天一天，这样到底有什么益处？
So if we think about,
有什么意思？
If we think about our mundane life, what is the true meaning of life?
有一个工人他的见证
And there was a co-worker, he testified.
他本来是学这个double E的
And he was an electrical engineer.
毕业以后去公司找到工作
He found a good job after school.
可能工作也不错
And he found it, and the job was quite good.
他上班第一天他就在想 我要从现在这样每天这样上班到65岁
And so on his first day on the job, he thought to himself that I'm going to come to this job until I'm
65.
So he thought about another way of life that is more meaningful.
他想通了。
So he was able to break through. So after a while, he changed. He made a decision to serve the Lord.
那这也不是说每个人都要去当传道人啊。
So it is not to say that everyone has to be a full-time minister.
就是说我们可以改变另外一个生活方式，可能过得更有意义。
But perhaps we should find a greater meaning to our life.
那彼得现在跟着耶稣去传福音。
So Peter, he followed Jesus in his ministry.
那五旬节那一天。
And on the day of Pentecost,
他一次讲到3000个人受洗。
And in one sermon, 3,000 were converted.
当然这是神的工作。
And of course, this was God's work.
但神的工作是透过这个器皿。 彼得这个工人来做的。
Yet the work of God was done through the vessel who is Peter.
那如果一个人的灵魂胜过全世界,
if the value of a man's soul is greater than the entire world,
那彼得他跟从主以后，那个生活是何等的有价值、有意义。
And how much more meaning is the life of Peter after he followed Jesus?
所以今天怎么让我们的生活能够脱离这个 满足于肉体的需要，对这个最基本的层面，能够进到更有意义的层面，这个是我们要思想。
So today we should think about how we can transform our lives from the worldly pursuit, from the material pursuit, to pursuing a greater meaning in life.
事实上，我们看有一些人其实经济上啊，他也不必要上班了，他还是在上班。
And if we look at some people, even though financially they are very well off, they don't need to work, but they still do.
其中有一个原因就是，那没有上班，我要做什么
？And one of the reasons they work is that they need something to do.
那第二个就是说，在上班的过程去找一种自己觉得很有用，有一种成就感。And
also through working, they find that they have still a certain level of utility.
所以我们就看到有一些人经济上是没有缺乏，但是还是很认真在上班。
So even though sometimes financially they don't need to work, but they still do.
但是有没有什么方法能够让我们的生活真的能够超越这个今生所谓的成就感、自我实现，或者说都只是赚一点钱，这样有没有什么方法？
So how can we transcend the material world, this material sense of self? Realization or a sense of material accomplishment.
虽然有时候我们可以觉得说我们过得很充实。
Even though sometimes we find that our lives is very fulfilling.
我从来不会觉得虚空。
I never feel empty in my life.
但是从这个永恒的观点来看。
But from a eternal perspective.
这个所谓充实啊，不虚空，其实那个根基是砸在沙土上。
This type of fulfilling life, this type of it is founded on sand, on a sandy ground.
所罗门在当王的时候，他可能也不会觉得虚空。
When Solomon was king, perhaps he never feel empty.
他太忙了。
Because he was so busy.
很多事情。
He had many things to take care of.
但是等到他要做结论的时候，回头过来看，他就发现这个忙本身没有意义。
But once he looked back on his life, he realized that all his efforts were in vain.
所以我们需要对今生的生活方式再深入的思考，让我们有一个人生的一个转变。
So once again, we need to re-examine our way of life so that perhaps we may make a transformation.
那我想一个最重要的转变就是我们开始过服侍神的生活。
And one of the greatest change we can make is to live a life of serving God.
才让我们生活有意义、有价值。
So that our life can have a true meaning.
那服侍神呢，其中有一个很重要的工作，就是跟从主耶稣来传福音。
In serving God, one of the important things is to follow Jesus in preaching gospel.
这是主耶稣对我们所下的大使命。
And this is one of the great commissions that the Lord Jesus has for us.
他希望每一个人都能够去传福音。
He hopes that every one of us can preach the gospel.
我们现在看马太福音第九章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 9.
马太福音第九章。
Matthew chapter 9.
35节。
Verse 35.
第九章35节。
Chapter 9, verse 35.
耶稣走遍各城各乡，在会堂里教训人，宣讲天国的福音，又医治各样的病症。这里讲耶稣走遍各城各乡。
Here Jesus went through all the cities and villages.
宣讲天国的福音。
Teaching, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
解决人的困难。
He tried to heal the people's disease.
那有时候我们想，那我要怎么去走遍各城各乡？我有我的职业，我有我的家庭。
And so we may ask ourselves, how can we do this to go through all the towns and villages?
那我们就知道，神把我们放在社会上的不同的角落。
God places in different corners of society.
有的放在学校里面教书。
Some are teachers in school.
有的放在旅行社里面在。做旅游事业
，and others engage in the travel business.
有的放在房地产的圈子里面，在做房地产生意。
Others are real estate brokers. They engage in real estate business.
这主耶稣把我们放在各个不同的层面，就是要呼召我们在各个不同的层面来传福音。
So God places us in these different professions so that we can preach the gospel within our professional circles.
所以今天不是指的说我们要到处走，而是在我们生活的圈子里面，在我们所接触的层面里面来传福音。
So within our realms of contacts, we need to preach the gospel as broad as we can.
因为耶稣走遍各处，他的门徒就跟着他去了。
So wherever the Jesus went, the disciples followed.
因此我们每个人需要有一个自觉。
So we need to have a sense of self-realization.
要跟着主耶稣的脚踪行。
We need to have a sense of commission in following the Lord's footsteps.
他的脚踪就是到每个地方，第一件事情就是传福音。
And wherever he went, he preached the gospel.
有次我们在美总在争这个神学生在 interview。
Once the USGA was interviewing theological students.
我们就看到一个。青年的应征
，We saw a youth come to be interviewed.
然后他就提到他工作的经验。
He mentions about his work experience.
因为他有时候常常要出差。
He needed to go on business trips.
那出差那个事情办完了。
And after official business is over.
带一本 directory 就发现那所有的信徒，他就跟他打电话。
And he would carry his membership directory, and he would call the nearby members. And because his the locations where he visited, there are no churches. So he would use his spare time to visit members in neighboring areas. And so this is an example of following the Lord's steps.
不错, 因为工作, 所以他要出差。
It is true that because of work, he needs to go on trips.
但是他所走到的地方, 他发现主耶稣给他有一个使命。
But yet, wherever he went, he realized that the Lord has given him a commission.
就是要代表主耶稣去关心到附近的信徒。
That is to show his care and concern for the members in his surrounding areas.
因为有的人离开教会, 太远了, 太久了, 确实灵性很软弱。
Some they have are far away from church. They are spiritually very weak.
所以像这一种啊, 带有使命感的信徒啊, 如果越多, 我们教会兴旺会越快, 福音传得会越快。
So if we have more members who have this type of a great sense of commission and understanding, then our church will spread very rapidly. So what does it mean that Jesus went through towns and villages?
Is
that wherever we go, we must realize and understand what the Lord wants us to do. There was a sister, she was a professor at a college. And there is no church nearby.
礼拜五她就把家门打开了。
So on Friday evening, she opened her doors.
把所有他们学校里面中国大陆的要到他家，都到他家来。
And she,
她煮饭给他们吃。
She invited all the Chinese students in the college to come to her house, and she would cook for them.
那吃完就跟他们聊天。
So after dinner, they would chat.
最后有查经，自由参加。
And then there is a free will attending a Bible study.
那她在那个学校教书。 几年，可能不到十年。
And she was teaching at the college for about 10 years.
她带领那个七八个来受洗。
And she was able to bring about 7 or 8 people to come and believe.
这个叫做跟着主的脚中行。
So this is another example of following the Lord's steps.
神差遣我们到每个地方是带有使命的。
Wherever God sent us to, it carries we go there with a sense of commission.
所以我们所到的地方能够让人得到福音。
So that wherever we go, people may come to know the gospel.
也有青年到美国来读书。
When the youth come to the States to study.
在一个学校他拿到一个 PhD, 大概是 他说他读久一点，他读八年。
And it took him 8 years to gain his doctorate degree.
那他明白神要他那里除了读书之外，就是要服侍神。
And he understood that besides pursuing his education, he needed to serve God there.
所以安息日他就家庭聚会查经。
So on a Sabbath day, he have a family service in his own house.
所以他在那里八年，他带三家的人来信主。
So he was there 8 years. He was able to bring three families to come and believe.
那这个叫做跟着主的脚中行。
So this is what we mean by following the Lord's steps.
所以主耶稣带我们到哪个地方，不只是说为着生活的需要，找到好的工作，赚很多钱享受，不只是这样而已。
So what Jesus wants us to do is not to go to certain place to pursue our goals to make a good living.
福音要传遍每一个角落，就是要借着神差遣到每个地方去做见证。
For the gospel to be spread to all corners, it requires every one of us to carry the seed of the gospel there.
虽然有时候我们觉得做很困难,
even though we may feel that it is quite difficult.
但是只要我们有愿做的心，就蒙悦纳。
But as long as we have a heart of willingness, the Lord will accept it.
所以我们看这次灵恩会,
so if we look at our spiritual convocation,
我们有两个青年受洗,
we have two youth that were baptized.
我们看到, 妈妈, 回到教会来。
We see that one of the sisters came back to church
带领孩子来,
and brought her family to church.
我们有愿意亲近神，带领家人信主，神就同工。
If we have a desire and a willingness to seek the Lord, then God will abide with us.
那道理听得懂，他就想要洗礼。虽然是年轻人。
And when they and hear the gospel, when they hear the truth and understand, they are baptized.
所以有那个愿做的心呢，这是最重要的。
So a heart of willingness, it is the most crucial.
那昨天我们有一个有一个妈妈得圣灵。
And yesterday there was a sister that was received Holy Spirit.
这是我们弟兄的妈妈。
And she was the mother of our brother.
当我们有愿意要带她来信主。
When we have a willingness to bring them to church.
为她祷告。
And pray for them.
神就动工，他就得圣灵了。
Then God works among us, and then she receives Holy Spirit.
所以我们服侍神不是我们能做什么。
So serving God, it is not what we can do.
我们能做什么？
What can we do?
我们什么也不能做。
We can do very little.
是神能够做什么？
It is God who works.
那如果我们有愿做的心，神就跟我们祝福我们。
If we have a willing heart, God will bless us.
那让我们做的工作得到神的祝福。
So that our work may be blessed by God.
那这个愿做的心从哪里来？
And where does this willing heart come from?
我们来看马太福音的第九章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 9.
三十六节。
Verse 36.
第九章三十六节。
Chapter 9, verse 36.
他看见许多人就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。
36, but when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered, like sheep without shepherd.
所以原来主耶稣走遍各城各乡啊。
So Jesus went through towns and villages.
这是不得已，不是不得已被勉强的。
He was not forced to do so.
他里面有一个很强的动力在里面。
But yet there was a very strong motivation within him.
那个动力是什么？
And what is that motivational force?
你看，他看见许多人就怜悯他们。
It was when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion for them.
主耶稣的怜悯
was the compassion of the Lord Jesus.
使他走到哪里啊？去传福音。其实主耶稣那个时代传福音是很辛苦的。
In the time of Jesus, to travel through all the towns and villages, it is very tiresome.
昨天我在这里见证非洲的一个青年。
Yesterday, I testified about a youth in Africa.
哦，不是在这里，在 Irvine。他走了四个钟头来教会参加灵恩会，四个半钟头。
I testified that there was a youth in Africa. He walked for 4 hours to come and attend church service.
他的太太怀孕。
His wife was having a baby.
他还有一个小孩子。
He had another little boy.
哦，走四个钟头来参加灵恩会。
So the entire family walked 4 hours to come to church.
但是很辛苦啊。
And so it is very tiresome.
但是主耶稣当时在传福音呢，除了走路就是骑马、骑驴子。
And so besides walking in the time of Jesus, they can only ride donkeys.
这是很辛苦的。
So it is very troublesome.
那这么辛苦，一定有一个什么力量在里面。
But there must be a driving force behind this great effort.
我们就看见他对人的怜悯。
It was his compassion for the sick.
那这个对人的怜悯就是神的爱啊，充满在他里面。
And because he was filled with the love of God.
所以当他看到人的时候，他的感觉啊，就发现他们很可怜。
So when he saw the weary and the scattered, he felt that they were very pitiful.
好像羊没有牧人一般。
They were like sheep without shepherd.
所以我们在看一个人哦。常常因为你的心态不一样，感觉会不一样。
So if we look at someone, if our attitude and mentality is different, the feeling would be completely different.
如果我们的心是一般世俗人的心
，if we are just like secular people,
那我们看到人，有时候我们会很羡慕这个人，会很羡慕那个人。
Then we may admire their possessions.
因为他有这么成就，他有那个特长，他有长得怎样。
We may admire their skills, what they have, what they can do, and what they look like.
他的家庭又是怎样？我们会真的有时候会很羡慕。
We may admire and their family background.
好，但是当我们再用另外一个方向来看一个人
，But if we look at a person from a different angle,
就是从主耶稣的心来看。
If we look at them from the heart and mind of the Lord Jesus,
或者说从属灵上来看人。
If we look at them from a spiritual perspective,
忽然间我们就发现了，我们很羡慕的人，你会觉得你很同情他。
And suddenly we will there will be a change. Those who we used to admire, we will be showing pity for them.
为什么
？And why is that?
因为他没有得到救恩。
Because they have not yet been saved.
所以主耶稣怜悯的这些人，不是世界上一些。 都是很困难的、很潦倒的人，不一定都是这样。
So Jesus showed compassion to these people, and not every one of them are poor and pitiful.
所以这里说他们像羊没有牧人。
But it is because they were like sheep without a shepherd.
那个牧人就是天上的神。
The shepherd is our Father in heaven.
那人没有神呢，就是羊没有牧人。
And if we do not know God, we are like sheep without a shepherd.
那这个生活是可怜的。
Then our life is very pitiful.
羊没有牧人，那没有人看顾啊。
Sheep having no shepherd, there's no one to look after them.
就被豺狼吃掉。
And they are devoured by wolves.
人如果不认识神，我们就被魔鬼控制。
If we do not know God, then we are under the control of Satan.
这是可怜的。
And it is truly pitiful.
羊没有牧人，有时候走迷路没有人带回来。
Sheep without a shepherd, when they get lost, there's no one to guide them home.
所以没有找到主耶稣，我们的人生真的是没有找到路。
So if we do not find Jesus, then we are often at a lost.
羊没有牧人，有时候受伤了，没有人医治。
When the sheep without a shepherd to care for the wounds.
所以有时候人心灵忧伤。
Sometimes our hearts are worried. Our hearts are in sorrow,
这个没有人能够医治
and no one can care for us.
这是很可怜的
and this is truly pitiful.
所以我们跟着主的脚中行，最后一个力量就是我们对人的怜悯。
So when we follow the Lord's steps, the motivational force is our compassion for man.
我们怜悯一个人，我们就会很想传福音给他们。
If we are compassionate towards them, then we will try to preach the gospel to them.
我们常常听人问一个问题。
And many will ask a question.
佛教的慈济功德会行很多善事。
And one of the Buddhist societies, 慈济, they perform many good works.
请问真耶稣教会行什么善事？
And what good works have the True Jesus Church done?
很多基督教盖医院、盖学校。
Many of the Christian denominations, they built hospitals and for the poor.
真耶稣教会行什么善事？
What good have the True Jesus Church done?
所以这样一问的时候，有时候有的信徒他如果道理不是比较深入一点，他赞同，我们教会什么善事都没有行。
And so some of the, if we are not firmly rooted in the faith, we may say that our church is not very loving.
当我们用人的爱来看确实很多人很可怜，我们要行善。
If we look at it from the human perspective, it is true that many needs our love.
所以有时候我在报纸看到全世界最富有的人，大家都知道谁，他捐的几十亿美金来行善。
And one of the wealthiest persons in the world, he donated billions of his fortunes to charity.
中文来讲应该 tens of billions 是英文，中文大概几百亿美金。
He donated tens of billions of dollars to his foundation.
这个是不简单的。
And so this is not easy to do.
但是我们在想。
So if we think about it,
那到底我们行善要怎么行？
How should we do good?
因为我们教会资源有限。
Our resources are very limited.
所以我们行的善应该是坐在最重要一个善事上。
So our good work must be focused on the greatest good.
就是别人不能做的，我们做那一部分。
We need to do something that others cannot do.
那别人能做的给他们做，我们做不能，别人不能做。
Others can do what they can, and we do the things that they cannot.
这个是我们要思想的一个问题。
And so this is something that we need to learn.
那我们仔细看，有哪一点别人不能做？
If we look at the grand scheme of things, what is it that others cannot do?
我们看约翰三章五节。
Let's turn to John chapter 3 verse 5.
约翰三章五节。
John chapter 3 verse 5.
耶稣说，我实实在在告诉你，人若不是从水跟圣灵生，就不能进神的国。
Jesus said, most assuredly I said to you, unless one is born of the water and the spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
最大的善不是来美国，帮助人来美国。
The greatest good is not to help someone to immigrate to America.
最大的善是帮助人进天国。
The greatest good is to help someone enter the kingdom of God.
跟神的国有份。
To have a part in the kingdom of God.
因为在今生有平安喜乐。
In this life, there will be peace and joy.
在来世有永生。
The afterlife, there will be eternal life.
这是最大的善。
This is the greatest good.
但是这个最大的善有两个条件。
But there are two prerequisites.
第一个。
first,
要从水生,
to be born of water.
第二个, 要从圣灵生,
the second, to be born of the Spirit.
从水生就是接受赦罪的洗礼, 就是真耶稣教会的洗礼。
Be born of the water is to receive the baptism for the remission of sins.
那从圣灵生就是得圣灵, 跟真耶稣教会里面得的圣灵一样。
To be born of the Spirit means to receive the Holy Spirit, just like in our church.
那忽然间我们发现所有的基督教派里面这一节都没有。
We find that very few of none of the other denominations could do this.
所以这一节圣经节就托付给真耶稣教会。
So this is the commission that is given to our church today.
神给我们纯正的圣灵。
God gave us the Holy Spirit.
神给我们得救的要道。
God gave us the basic beliefs of salvation.
如果在其他教会有，今天诸位不必在这里。
If these exist in other churches, there's no need for you to be here.
为什么我们在这里?
Why are we here?
因为这只有在这里才有。
Because only here can we find the truth.
所以当我们讲行善,
So when we talk about doing good,
最大的善,
the greatest good,
就是去宣扬约翰三章五节,
is to proclaim what is recorded in John 3 verse 5.
使他有得天国的凭据, 得天国的把握,
so that people can have the assurance of heavenly kingdom.
那这样来看啊，所以我们每个人要参与这个善事。
So we should all participate in this good work.
就是传福音。
That is preaching the gospel.
所以下一次别人再问，真耶稣教都没有行善，我们应该有一个很合理的解释。
So next time when someone say that your church never do any good work, we should have a good answer.
我们是行最大的善。
We are doing the greatest good.
所以我们要来回应主耶稣的呼召。
So we should reflect and answer the Lord's call.
来跟从我。
To follow him.
跟从他来做什么？传福音。
To follow him and preach the gospel.
来行最大的善。
To do the good that is considered the greatest.
所以，如果我们对人的爱如果缺乏神的爱，那个爱就不完全。
If our love for man is lacking the love from God, then it is not perfect.
如果我们对人的爱含有神的爱
，If we can love others with the love of God,
我们会怜悯他。
We will show compassion.
一定会传福音给他。
And we will preach the gospel.
因为只有这一部分加上去了，我们的爱才能完全。
Only when we love them with the love of God can our love be perfect.
这一次联会即将要结束。
This convocation is coming to an end.
就是我们在预备下一次的联会。
It is the start of our preparation for the next convocation.
我们已经看到，有愿做的心，神就祝福。
With a willing heart, God will bless us.
所以期待神感动每一个人。
So may the Lord move and inspire every one of us.
让每一个人有愿做的心。
So that every one of us have this willing heart.
只要我们用行动去做，多多的祷告，神一定跟我们同工。
And if we have this willing heart and we pray more, and God will be with us.
我们下一次一定会欢呼收割。
And the next time we will find a fruitful harvest.
我们最后再回来看马太第九章。
Let's turn back to Matthew chapter 9.
马太福音第九章三十七节。
Matthew chapter 9 verse 37.
于是对门徒说，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少。三十八节。
Verse 38.
所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人去收他的庄稼。
So 37 here said, then he said to the disciples, the harvest truly is plentiful, but yet the laborers are few. Therefore, pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out the laborers into his harvest.
要收的庄稼多，就是我们要拯救人的灵魂很多。
The harvest truly is plentiful.
那人在哪里呢?
Then where are the laborers?
我们要求主打发工人。
We need to pray to the Lord to send out the laborers.
当我们教会大家迫切祷告，圣灵感动，我们就发现很多人很愿意传福音。
When we pray to the Lord fervently and the Holy Spirit is with us, we'll find that many are willing to go out and preach.
因为被神的爱感动，很多人就愿意传福音。
Many are moved by the Spirit of God and willing to go out and preach the gospel.
不是被勉强的。
They were not coerced to do so.
是我们看到人，你会怜悯他。
Rather, we see someone, we have compassion.
我们就会想传福音给他。
And we are moved to preach to them.
那这样圣功就兴旺了。
The Holy Spirit and the holy work will be prosperous.
得救的人就多了。
There will be many who are saved.
我们要唱一首诗，然后我们一起来祷告。
We'll sing a hymn and then pray.
358首。
358.